Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And welcome to the Untainted Match build-up show as Liverpool prepare to take on Napoli at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. We're going to be there. In fact, it's a team out into Dublin, yeah. Six of us going over. We've got the live show on the Friday evening in Murray's Bar. Those tickets have sold out now, so unfortunately, if you were planning on coming and you're leaving it late and you're leaving it till payday, you've missed your opportunity to see us live. So that's on you. You're just going to have to live with yourselves and your terrible, terrible decision making. But I am joined today by Ross, by John and by Louis to preview this game. I'll start with you, Louis. We're 8 days out from the Premier League kickoff by the time this game kicks off. Will we finally see our full strength side?
Possibly. I think the goalkeeper's going to start because I don't think we have much choice.
We're going to see Alisson live. Come on. Just training bits.
Maybe not Bobby Dom, I don't think. I think I can see it close to being on full sides. Maybe Sturridge in ahead of Firmino. And then maybe in the second half, a bit of rotation, see Firmino get some minutes before Torino on Tuesday and West Ham next Saturday. All else, though, I can see it being full strength or close to. I think Henderson's not with the squad, is he, in France? So I don't think he'll play. And I can see him starting on next Saturday against West Ham.
You think he'll start against West Ham?
I can see it. If he's back at Melwood and training, even though he's not with the squad, he's still getting work done, isn't he? So I can see him starting maybe alongside Keith and Fabinho or something against West Ham.
All right, interesting. I wouldn't have had him pegged as a starter first game of the season. I think maybe, you know, you might see him in the Torino game. I think, you know, it's only like 3 days between them. I've got a feeling that whatever team starts, John, against Napoli is probably the team that's going to start against West Ham, you know, give or take an injury or two.
I'd have thought Torino was more likely to be the team that played, you know, 4 days later. But he's got a problem in that because of the World Cup, Trent, Lovren, Henderson, Firmino have had no game time whatsoever. And, you know, we're only a week away from the start of the season. So even though they've not trained much, do you give them some time on the pitch in these two games coming up when maybe they're not at that level yet? It's just a difficult one.
Do you think we'll see a side that at least plays 60, 70, 80 minutes or do you think 45?
Certainly 50, 60? In one of those games, if not both, I think the majority of our starting 11 will play at least an hour, I would have thought.
Is that something you agree with?
Yeah, it's just full strength side now, just you can have so many cases for everybody, can't you? You just said, you know, people have been away in the World Cup and stuff, but then you wouldn't disagree with putting Sturridge in at the minute, would you? Or even a right back, Klein can easily go in. And that's what we kind of alluded to before on the other show, of like, we've got options now in other places, so I wouldn't disagree with starting Klein on the first game of the season. I wouldn't disagree with putting Joe Gomez in there because Lauren's not available and stuff, and that's like what I mean. We've got options now to go and do stuff, so got a full strength side.
If you've got no Lovren, then Matip isn't fit. Well, I don't know whether he will be or not, but he's not had much of a pre-season since he got injured. Then Klein, Gomez, Van Dijk and Robertson would be a perfect.
But if you said that 6 months ago, you kind of go, that's a bit of a struggle. And then you've still got options on the bench. If they play an hour each, well, you just bring on the replacements for him. Trent can play half an hour because he needs game time. And he's the same throughout the whole 11 now.
Yeah, because it's a balance between settling the team down for the first game of the season and giving some kind of chance to the likes of Trent and Bobby Firmino to get up to speed.
I think one thing that, you know, we've probably not considered too much, and maybe it's not an issue, John, is that it's going to be Alisson's first game. Now, in an ideal world, you want as many minutes with your back four as possible beforehand.
Absolutely.
And that might mean both games, or it might be 90 minutes of one and a little bit of time
off. I think that's probably a good way to go, is you have your back four, because we know what it's likely to be against West Ham because of the Lovren not being around and Matip not being there and Trent not being up to speed yet. So if you know what your back four is going to be, then play them in both games. Play them for an hour in each game, you know.
And have a little bit of, I'll let Alisson get used to those defenders and how high that line's going to be. And, you know, what are you expecting to see out of Alisson? I think Napoli's a bit of a step up, but obviously Ancelotti's just taken over there. They've lost Jorginho, they've lost Pepe Reina. I think they've only signed a goalkeeper this summer.
33-year-old, yeah.
But they were fantastic last season, you know, one of the best attacking sides in Europe. Feels like it could be a really good test for our first team.
Yeah, I just want to see Alisson catch a ball. That's all I want to see. And I can go home then. I think you said, like, the rapport between his back line. I think when you wipe out that negativity of having carries there, as much as I feel sorry for him and stuff, I want to look at a goalkeeper and kind of be relaxed and be okay.
We're 10 minutes into the game. Karius has a howler. Karius, I'm so used to saying it. Yeah. Alisson drops a howler and we can see the goal. What is going through your head?
I think
is it Simon Mignolet?
Yeah. No. I think
I'd be more worried if he saves a penalty in the last minute. In his first.
Yeah. If Alisson makes a mistake 10 minutes into the game, I think he's got the mental capacity to wipe it out his head, and I won't be worried about it. It's the fact that the reason people got fed up with Mignolet and Karius is the fact that they've been given chance after chance after chance. As I was saying, all the negative connotations you get with them, that's what they bring to the field. I think now we've improved every other area of the field, I think just having him in there will help massively. And I wouldn't be surprised, you know, he knows Firmino, he knows Salah, he knows half the team already. I got overexcited. I know it's only videos on Twitter and that, but I was like, sound. He looks absolute unit. I want to see someone command the box as well. And I don't mean shouting and screaming and stuff, like, someone's coming for a cross, come and take the cross. He's not going to leave.
The beauty is he knows he's our number one and he knows he'll play. Whereas when we had Karius and came in to understudy Mignolet, Karius was supposed to go in and be our number one and couldn't because he got injured. And then Mignolet went in, played probably the best football of his career, you know, because obviously he knew his place was up for grabs. And it just got confused who was our number one. And we were, eventually, we all realised they were both not really, you know, of the kind of standard we needed if we wanted to be the best team in Europe.
Okay. Yeah. Shaqiri got a few minutes last time out against Manchester United, obviously second half, Louis. Do you expect to see more of that sort of pseudo-10 role for Shaqiri in this game?
Yeah, I do. I think going forward into the season, I think, you know, we played lower teams at home at Anfield. I can see him being deployed as well as Salah and Mane, maybe behind Firmino. I think we, in times of when we need a goal or when playing teams who sit back, we can afford to put on an extra attacking player. And I think it would be good to, I mean, against United, whilst he looked good, he didn't really have any first team players to link up with, did he? I mean, the Sturridge, but who, you know, how many minutes he'll play in the starting 11. It would be good to see him linking up maybe with Salah and Mane a bit, Firmino, if he plays, just to see how they tick.
I think the one other thing that we've not really seen in pre-season, I mean, Daniel Sturridge has been playing really well, playing really good football for us, you know, gets the goal with his first touch, actually, when he comes on against Manchester United. We've not actually seen him paired with Salah and Mane yet. Is that something that you want to see happen during this game?
Yeah, I think he deserves a chance. I think he's proven he's still got the quality and stuff, and I think he's been out with Camacho and Jones, and he paired up well with Shaqiri again. I think the last game he wasn't out with Naby Keita, but him and Naby Keita have been absolutely unreal. So he can have Naby Keita, who's likely to start the season as well.
Gets over this neck injury, I think.
Oh, he's back in training today.
He's back in training today, because I was going to say he wasn't in any of the photos.
No, he was in this morning. You know, if you can have Salah Mane, you know, obviously our best wings and stuff, you can just see the potential for him to back loads of goals this season.
The problem with Daniel Sturridge is we know he doesn't fit into that system. Because he's not Bobby Firmino, he doesn't do what he does. He's a striker, you know.
But can you get enough output out of him?
I don't know whether he's any good unless he's playing in a two. Mm-hmm. And I do wonder whether he'll keep him to be that backup option I talked about earlier on, that we might go to a two, you know, strangely, if we're having no luck getting through a back defence and play people in the box when it, you know, that when your pace is no good for you. Mm-hmm. That's when, for me, Daniel Sturridge will come into his own.
Okay, well, we've got something we want to show you that's on the subscription website. It's theredmentv.com. It's £5 a month. First month is free. I think you all know that. We've actually got some interviews, some micro interviews with the likes of Curtis Jones and Andy Robertson and stuff. So here's a little clip of that now.
It's been a mad few days here, hasn't it? I think it opened training yesterday, getting mobbed by the fans. I mean, with the greatest respect to the volume of Hull City fans, there's nothing quite like the Liverpool supporters.
Yeah, no, it's completely different. American supporters are a lot different to the British ones as well. And, you know, it's been a good experience for all the lads. It's, you know, what a fantastic turnout tonight. And like you said, the open training session and stuff was good yesterday. So, you know, it's been a great experience for all of us. And it's something that, will especially help the young lads playing in front of big crowds and stuff like that and get them used to it. But, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back to the Liverpool fans back home.
Okay, thanks for watching that. We're back. We're gonna change it up slightly. We're gonna do preferred 11s and predicted 11s for this game. So we'll start off with preferred 11s. I'll start with you first, John. Go through your side. Why?
Alisson obviously needs to get in the team. I think Klein, Gomez, Van Dijk, and Robbo are probably our first back four who are fit at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, Trent's not back yet. Matip, we're unclear about. Lovren not back. I think VVD and Robbo, they've just picked themselves anyway at the moment. In the middle, I would like to see Fabinho, Keita and Shaqiri. I'd like to see more of Shaqiri's attacking prowess and what he can do. And up front, Salah and Mane again pick themselves. Sturridge is no Bobby Firmino. He doesn't play that role very well, but I'd still like to see him given a chance to establish himself because he's been in good form and he does score goals and he is a bloody genius.
Okay, I've noticed something on Louis' board that I really like the look of. He stuck Salah up front.
Yeah, well, I mean, he played there last season, didn't he, at some point?
Yeah.
And I think whilst they're there, why not just throw all three of them on and see what happens?
So you've got Shaqiri coming from the left-hand side, Salah up top, and Mane coming from the right, backed up by Fabinho, Keita and Wijnaldum. I think we've probably all picked the same back five. Why Wijnaldum?
I just want to see how the midfield, them three work in the midfield, because I feel like in terms of box-to-box, I think Wijnaldum's one of our better midfielders in that sense, which leaves then Fabinho to play the six and Keita to play as a more advanced midfielder. So I think with the three of them playing there, you could have a really balanced midfield. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd rather see it experimented now than have to be chucked in at some point in the season.
Okay, and Ross, yourself, what have you gone with? Anything different?
Same back five. I've chucked Lallana in the midfield. It was much of a muchness for that space. We had Jeannie Milner, I think I put in originally. Similar to Louis, I put them same three up front. But I put
Trent, I've just noticed.
Oh yeah, Trent, yeah. I'll just get Trent in there now, get him some game time under his belt, then take him off and then maybe give him half an hour for the Torino game. Although I think Klein will start, but I just want to see Trent back in the field.
So what's Shaq's position in your side there?
It's almost a bit of a tem. I think all these three, they'll just mix it up between them. The reason I put him up top on there is because I just want him to shut up Charlie Adam, who's, you know, in between eating deep fried cans of Iron Brew, whatever he's doing with his life at the minute, and slagging off Shaqiri because he's got nothing else going on in his life. Put Shaqiri up there, banging some more goals, some overhead kicks. And just shut him up. I just want to see him.
Brilliant. Deep fried cans of Iron Brew or whatever he's doing with his life at the minute. Definitely shout of the day. Okay, so for me, I've gone Trent as well at right back. Same reasons. I just want to see some minutes. I've gone 4-2-3-1 with Shaq in the 10. Shaqiri, I like the idea of that. And I've gone Wijnaldum, same as Louis, but more because I think he hasn't got a lot of rhythm up in this pre-season. I think he's going to need minutes. And I think one of the things that we'll see this season, maybe even more so than the start of last season, is I imagine that midfield three moving into the season is going to rotate the most out of any area of the pitch. I think the back four is almost going to pick itself. I think the front three is going to pick itself. And game by game, those midfielders are all just going to rotate all season long because it's what he did last season. You know, I was stood at that starting 11 board so often, getting the midfielders wrong last year.
everything else was just exactly the same, and he was picking a different midfield. So I think Wijnaldum needs minutes, and I'm excited to see Sturridge up top with Salah and Mane. I'll go straight into my predicted 11. I think Klein will play at right back. I think the rest of the back five sounds. I think Milner will be paired with Lallana ahead of Fabinho, and the front three as a preferred. Anybody got any differences there?
I've got Keita instead of Lallana.
I've got Klavan playing and going as a right back.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I think, you know, it's a good shout, that, isn't it? Because you know what you're getting with Ragnar Klavan, don't you? I think, you know, you're getting that experience centre-half. Are you comfortable with that? Would you be comfortable with that first game of the season?
Well, like you said, I think the team that plays at Napoli, you're more than likely going to see them playing against West Ham. And I think with Gomez at right back and Klavan in the back four, it's what you know. It's not a risk at this time. I think early on in the season, you know, first game, you need to get points on the board as soon as. Mm-hmm. So I think you're better off going for what you know as opposed to experimenting.
And John, Solanke is probably the big difference for your side than everybody else's.
Yeah, that's not because I like him personally. I just do think that...
Is it because you don't like him personally?
I do think that he does get game time under Klopp. No, I don't like him at all at the moment. But that's not because I don't think he's got potential or whatever. I just don't think he's actually reaching any of that yet. Yeah. I don't think he's dangerous as a forward. If I saw him playing, I was a defender, I'd be made up. You know, I think he will be a very, very good attacking player over the next few years, but at the moment I don't think he's there. But he does get game time.
I'm a bit gobsmacked you went in so hard on Tom Solanke.
Well, he scored one goal, hasn't he, since he came?
I know, that's true.
And he's had lots of chances. I mean, don't think he's started loads of games, but he's got on the pitch quite a lot, and he scored one goal in the end of season game. You know, he needs to do better than that.
Okay, and Ross, what have you gone with there, mate?
Yeah, same about four, one we all wanted to see. I put Gini and Milner in midfield because of what you said. Gini hasn't had much game time. I think he needs to get someone in his belt. Milner, I just love watching Milner. I think Adam Lallana might play some part and maybe again on Tuesday, but you have to be careful and manage his injuries really, really well.
Well, it's what you said, Chris, about you're not sure about the midfield, it can change, yeah. But you know, it could be anything. It could be three people we've not even picked amongst us. You know, right,
that's it. I
don't think Naby Keita will play if he's had a neck injury. I don't think he.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm kind of similar to that. I think one of the other things is none of us have done other than Dom Solanke, and you don't like him, John. I think you've gone on record a couple of times in the last 10 minutes to say that. None of us have picked like your Curtis Jones, as Rafa Camacho. And I think that goes back to the start of the show, really, John, doesn't it? Where we've all said this is the time where you're putting that strong side out now against good opposition.
Well, how many times have we looked at pre-season and we thought, oh, God, he's great. You know, Ojo, oh, what a brilliant player. And when it comes to the season, nowhere. And so I think that it's going to follow the same pattern. You know, they've been great in pre-season, but they'll go back to where, you know, they're developing, which is, you know, the lesser teams.
Okay, well, let us know your predicted 11s in the comment section below, and your preferred 11s, actually, if there's any difference. You disagree with anything we've said, of course, or you agree, leave us all your thoughts in the comment section below. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the Red Men TV on YouTube, join the 282,000 others. 283,000 other subscribers. Wow, that is a mind-bogglingly high number. And thank you all for watching. We'll see you next time on the Red Men TV.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.